You're listening to WRIU Kingston. Good morning. This is Gordon Foreman. I'm your host on the Jazz Explorer, Tuesday mornings, 8 to 10. We're doing something we do every year. We're having Radiothon, if you haven't been listening. And we are going to be raising funding for their station. We do have operating costs, and we are non-commercial, as Erica was saying. So much is so over-commercialized these days, and the pure enjoyment gets mixed up with the commercial media. Anyway, if you want to donate some money to WRIU, go to WRIU.org, and there will be a Radiothon button on the homepage there. You push that, and it'll walk you through the steps. We'll get more into some other ways to give in a bit. But first, we're going to start out with local... local and national, he has a Rhode Island based, let's say that. Greg Abate has a new album out, and we're going to hear a little bit of that. And we're going to focus on both Greg Abate and Dan Moretti. Local musicians have new albums out, so we're going to focus on that for the first set. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Thank you.
For over 75 years, WRU has allowed students and community members to share their passion of music and broadcasting. This would not be possible without donations from listeners like you. Whether it be $5, $500, or 5 cents, every donation matters and counts. If you would like to donate to WRU 90.3 FM, you can either go to our website at wru.org, or you can call in to your favorite radio show. Just dial 401-792-9030.
Well, excuse us. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty here. Yes, this is WRIU in Kingston, and for some reason we're not getting a signal through to the board. I'm going to play a little bit more music from CDs. We're playing music. We have a new album by Greg Abate, and we have a new album by Dan Moretti, local musicians. And so I'm going to be playing a little bit of throwback music by them. We'll be back in a minute. We'll be right back.
WRIU listeners, it's that time of the year again. Radiothon is finally here.
For over 75 years, WRIU has allowed students and community members to share their passion of music and broadcasting.
This would not be possible without donations from listeners like you. Whether it be $5, $500, or 5 cents, every donation matters and counts. If you would like to donate to WRIU 90.3 FM, you can either go to our website at WRIU.org, or you can call in to your favorite radio show. Just dial 401-792-9030. That's 401-792-9030. Please consider donating, and as always, thank you for listening to WRIU 90.3 FM.
Yes, we are in the throes of Radiothon here at WRIU. If you want to donate, would like to donate to WRIU, there are a couple of ways you can do that. One of them is to go to the WRIU.org website and push the Radiothon button. I should go and check that out, but sorry for the inconvenience today. We've been playing music from CDs because there's some system, it's probably a connector or something, that's going out here. We'll get you back on track if everything appears to be running well now. So continuing with our program today. We're gonna play another one by Greg Abate. We've been playing some of his music today, or been trying to play some of his music today. This is Concentric Circles from his Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron. Thank you. Kenny Barron, Dave Holland Trio, featuring Jonathan Blake. We heard Without Deception, the title track from their 2020 album. Kenny Barron on piano, Dave Holland on bass, Jonathan Blake on drums. Jonathan Blake plays with a lot of people. Before that, we heard the Greg Abate from his Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron. We heard Concentric Circles, and it's almost the same band. Greg Abate on alto sax, Kenny Barron on piano, Desron Douglas on the bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. My initial plan today was to play a set of mostly new material by Greg Abate and Dan Moretti, but we had some troubles. We'll see if we can fit some more of that in. I'd like right now to play something. Dave McKenna, a native of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, has played with put out a lot of albums and was nationally famous. And I can't remember the name of the hotel, but he played for years, decades. And I can't remember the name of the hotel in Boston. And I had the opportunity to go check it out at one point. I had no idea who he was at the time. Sometimes called stride piano, but he would just improvise on piano, running, was known for running long medleys of themed songs together. He recorded, a lot of people recorded. There was a multi-disc set of solo piano recordings that Concord put out in the 90s, live at Maybeck Recital Hall in California, Berkeley, California. And one of them was David McKenna doing a themed medley. We're going to hear Knowledge Medley, part one. Thank you. listening to WRIU in Kingston. This is Gordon Corman, and I am your host on the Jazz Explorer. It is Radiothon this week. We need the money. What can I say? WRIU does have overhead. Mics, servers. I'm told we're getting new servers. Our soundboard is our ancient. We need stuff. And we are going to be rebuilding our broadcast tower, which is expensive. If you can help out, if you enjoy WRIU, WRIU has some amazing programming. Whatever your taste in music, you know, talk, WRIU Sports, URI Sports, a lot of good stuff. An asset to our community. You can go to WRIU.org and push the donate to Radiothon button. If you want to send it, you can call us here, 792-9030. Toll free if you're somewhere else out of state, 1-888-303-9748. You can call in and make a pledge. If you want to send a check, check should be made out to URIFAE and put WRIU in the memo line. That's URIFAE. That's the URI Foundation, which is handling the money for our Radiothon this year. Address to send that to would be URIFAE, P.O. Box 1700, Kingston, Rhode Island, 02881. And don't forget to put WRIU on the memo line. What we just heard, Dave McKenna, Rhode Island-based pianist from Woonsocket. Long recording career nationally. I know he played with other jazz bands in the 50s. I don't recall what they are, but he, I remember he's also famous for playing in a hotel in Boston for every weekend for, and I can't remember the name of it. It was a high-end hotel. I remember going there once myself in the 80s to see him play before I even knew who he was. Anyway, we heard his Knowledge Medley from the Maybeck Recital Hall. Volume 2 from 1990. We're going to take a little turn here and get into some other things. I've been playing a lot of, not women's music, but women playing jazz. I've been trying to include a lot of that in this month, as seeing as it is Women's History Month. And I'd like, like to feature a little bit, have a little featurette today on Mary Halverson, guitarist. We're going to start with something featuring Mary Halverson, Kirk Knuffke, and cornet and drummer Matt Wilson. This is Original Blimp. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Sylvia. I'm trying to say this. Sylvia Carvassier and Mary Halverson. Their new album, Duets, Guitar, and Piano. We heard Folded Secret. The name of the album is Bone Bells. Just came out last week. Been trying to play a little bit of music for Women's History Month. Trying to play a set, at least a set of women's music by women every week. Not by women, but also just released is the Wadada Leo Smith and Vijay Iyer album, Defiant Life. Wadada Leo Smith is probably in his 80s now. Amazing trumpeter. Did one other album with Vijay Iyer. We heard Folded Secret. A little bit mellower. Today wanted to play some new things. Figured I'd take it way down. We started off with Original Blimp, Mary Halverson on guitar, Kirk Knuffy on cornet, and Matt Wilson on drums. We are in the throes of Radiothon this week. WRIU, seeking funds. Wanted to read a memo that I have here. How your gifts make a difference at WRIU. And this is just a few of the costs that we encounter here. $25,000 annual repayment towards tower replacement. Yes, you may have noticed our reach is not what it used to be. Hopefully the next year we will have the target is this early this fall to have a new broadcast tower. So we'll be able to reach our full bandwidth here. I know I used to get calls from Long Island up toward Boston. Now we're kind of confined to South County and not even that sometimes. Streaming is keeping us alive now. $1,000 cost of sending a DJ to cover a varsity game for 3 days. Yes, WRIU does cover URI sports. And if you want to listen, this is where you go. $500 cost of replacing a studio microphone. Yes, they're very high-end microphones. I know when I've recorded shows at home during COVID, during the COVID pandemic, they don't sound as good because I'm using a $100 mic instead of a $500 studio microphone. $250 cost of replacing a studio CD player. And the list goes on and on. If you want to make a donation, you can call here, 792-9030, 1-888-303-9748. Probably the easiest way. What we will probably do if you do call here is you can go to the WRIU.org. And on the homepage there's a section all the way off to the left that says donate to this year's Radiothon. And there's a link, and that's where you go. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. We're going to continue with a little more Mary Halverson from her Cloudward album last year. We're going to hear Ultramarine. Jamie Branch, trumpeter, the late, great trumpeter Jamie Branch. We heard, no, let's see if I don't murder this. Nuevo Rockero Estéreo. Jamie Branch from her Fly or Die live album from 2021. It has, of course, Jamie Branch on trumpet, Chad Taylor, the amazing Chad Taylor on the drums, Jason Ajamian on bass, and Lester St. Louis on cello. Can't remember, my sense of time sometimes gets a little skewed, but she was she passed I think 2-3 years ago. I think that was her last album. I think that might have even been posthumous. Someone whose music I have to explore a little more. I remember when she passed, I was listening to her stuff and trying to find music, jazz artists, female jazz artists. Not that there are that few of them, but ones that I have not explored very well. Came up with her, and I'll have to listen to some more of her music. Before that, we heard Mary Halverson from her Cloudward album of last year. Mary Halverson, of course, on guitar. Adam O'Farrell of the O'Farrell Dynasty on trumpet. Playing in a lot of different contexts with his father's Latin orchestra, Latin jazz, or jazz Latin, or I forget what the official title is, jazz Latin orchestra, and with Mary Halverson regularly. Thomas Fujiwara on drums, Laurie Anderson, yes, that Laurie Anderson, of on violin, Nick Dunstan on bass, Patricia Brennan vibes, and she also has a newish album out that's very good. And Jacob Garchik on trombone. Just to flog a dead horse a little bit more, Radiothon. WRIU is in need of funds. Every year we ask for financial help. And the easiest way to do that is to go to WRIU.org. Find the Radiothon heading on the main page and click the link below, and it will take you to the URI Foundation where you can place a donation. WRIU 90.3 on your FM dial. Where else can you find? There's not a whole lot that provides this kind of programming. Like I say, URI Sports. Very diverse programming, spoken word, jazz, bluegrass, folk, hip-hop, show tunes. I don't know. What else do you want? There's where else are you going to get this stuff in South County and or even in Rhode Island? I'm saying South County now because our broadcast area is constricted. But once we get the tower up again, and I know there are people listening online. We do have a head count for that. But anyway, let me thank you in advance. We're going to play something. We had a little trouble with the wires here a little earlier. So I'm going to play a little bit of a new album by Dan Moretti in Brasilia. We played some of their previous album while I was trying to get things to work. Celebrating Wayne Shorter, live at the Pump House Music Works, Dan Moretti in Brasilia, Oriental Folk Song. Thank you. listening to WRIU in Kingston. And we were just listening to Dan Moretti and Brasilia. Oriental folk song, music of Wayne Shorter. Live at the Pump House Music Works. Recorded here. There's a great video up on YouTube of that performance when they released the album. Wonderful sound, wonderful video. Featuring Oscar Stagnaro on bass on that. Well, our time is almost up. We've got about 10 minutes left. Going to play another local group here. Where else are you going to hear a lot of music from Rhode Island? There's no other broadcast station. You can probably stream it somewhere. But anyway, Evening Sky, Mystic Cove.
Thank you. are listening to WRIU Kingston. It is 10 a.m.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. In 1933, Hungarian explorer Laszlo Amasi set out across the Sahara in search of a legendary lost city. What he discovered was far more magical, and at first, completely unbelievable. In a remote ravine, Amasi found a shallow cave. Inside, he saw cave paintings of human figures with outstretched arms and legs. They appeared to be flying, but no, Amasi realized they were swimming in the Sahara. Other cave paintings showed antelope, giraffe, elephants, and lions alongside more human figures. Amasi realized they depicted a Sahara of grasslands with abundant water. His theories were met with skepticism, but sparked further investigation, and geologic studies eventually proved him right. Those cave paintings dated from what's now called the African Humid Period, which lasted from the end of the last ice age until 5,000 years ago. It was caused by 1,000 years of African monsoons, brought on by changes in the wobble of Earth's axis. These green the Sahara and form vast lakes. More than 150 excavations uncovered the remains of aquatic species like hippos, crocodiles, and more than 30 types of fish. Further investigation showed the Sahara has alternated between desert and wet grasslands every 20,000 years or so for hundreds of thousands of years. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.
Good morning. It's 10:01 a.m. and you are listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 on your FM dial, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island. And you are listening to Divertimento, the classical music show that plays diverse music on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And shortly, we'll be having the pleasure of having Alan Lawton being your DJ for the day on this switch day. He usually does Mondays. He's going to be on Tuesday to this today and part of Radiothon. Lots to come, so please stay tuned. And we're going to open up the show with a Bach suite, the Bach suite number 2, performed by James Galway. And the, what symphony is playing with this? With the small continuo, with harpsichord, cello continuo, and it's going to be, and violin. It's going to be a lovely performance. Listening to Bach Suite number 2 here on WRIU Kingston.